Want to greet each one in the precious name of Jesus this morning. It's been good to be here. Appreciated the devotional meditation, the Sunday school hour, and singing, all of it. Stories were told of a man who was out in the desert getting very thirsty. And as he was wandering around there, he saw a little shack in the distance, and when he got to it, there was a well, and there was a water pump with a little jug attached to it that was full of water. And on the jug was a note that said, "If you want a drink," the note said, "pour all the water into the top of the pump to prime it. If you do this, you will get all the water you need." I remember a number of years ago when Roman and Kay lived in Brookfield, Missouri, I went up with Dan Byler to help fix their pump. And they had one of these old, had a rod that went down, and it was a sucker pump. And it was just like the hand pump, only it had electric motor. And that would lose its primer once in a while, and you had to pour water down that pipe, and that it would stay on the rod until it filled up that cup at the bottom, and then the pump was primed, and then it could work. Well, what would you do if you were in the desert and you had water in your hands and he's asking you to pour it in there? Taking a risk, aren't you? Well, that's what he did. And the note said more. It said, the note also said, "After you have finished, please refill the jug for the next traveler." Well, there he had a decision to make. What's he going to do? I know what it's like to be really thirsty. But this man took the risk, and he poured the water down into the pump, and he worked the handle, and he worked it, and sure enough, there came a stream of water that was plenty enough to satisfy him, plenty enough that he could even wash up, and plenty enough that he could fill up the jug for the next traveler. And he did, and he added to the note. He says, "Please prime the pump. Believe me, it works." And sometimes in our life, we need that priming too. You know, I feel like at different times I've been primed. I think what Brother Jason shared this morning was a priming. I think what we heard last Sunday about life in the church was priming. I think our Sunday school class was primed. So maybe you're primed and ready to share something this morning. I think our testimony service in church is a time when it's that priming that has been primed is an opportunity for... It's an opportunity to share and give somebody else a drink and it is able to, it's a time when we can not only be refreshed ourselves, but offer refreshment to those and encouragement. And so it's an important part of service. It's an important part of our church, of our worship service. It doesn't always have to bear directly on... what we normally do, but an opportunity to I believe it should be a testimony of what God has done for us and how He's working in our life. It should also, that's can be a blessing to other people. And so, when we have opportunity, I believe that's what it should be. My mind was drawn to this scripture in 2 Samuel 23, where David is in the cave, hiding out from Saul. Brother Joseph shared some with us on that last Sunday. But there's a story about three mighty men of his. And they, in verse 15, it says, "And David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gates, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men." I remember when I was a boy, we had a hand pump on the front porch, on the back porch actually. It was on the back porch, and if you really wanted to get a good drink of water, that's where you went for the water, and you pumped it up, and it would run over the floor, the little wooden floor that was around the pump, covering the hole, and it would go back down again into the well. And maybe that's where some of the flavor came from, I'm not sure. But that water had flavor, and it was good. I remember many times going out there and getting a drink of that water. And that's always what I have to think of when I think of this particular scripture. And here it says that David had a longing for that water that was by the well, the water that was by the gate of Bethlehem. And I think what he was longing for was not exactly the water, and yet it was. But he was thinking of times past, no doubt, times when life would have been simpler, times when he was not running away from Saul, times when he was more carefree, and this water was a tremendous a refreshment to him. And even thinking about that brought refreshment to him. And so he voiced it in his conversation there. "Oh, that one would give me a drink by the water of Bethlehem." And these men that were so devoted to David, they did everything in their power to meet his need, and they did this as well. And it says that Bethlehem was in the garrison of the Philistines at the time, and they break through that. They were not only strong men, but they were very cunning, and they were smart, and they were able to get there, get the water, bring it back to David as a token of their love and their admiration and their adoration of him. And David was so touched by it that he even refused to drink it, but poured it out as a sacrifice to the Lord. Honored them in that way. He wanted water, but it wasn't water. He wanted water, but it was really something different. And today, I believe that the world is looking for water too, a water that satisfies. And Jesus has said he would give that water, and out of the life of Christians, it was going to flow. And I love that scripture in John where Jesus is talking to the woman at the well and promising her that if the water that he gives, is going to be satisfying. But there's a scripture that's even more directly related to that, and that is in John chapter 7 and in verse 37. It says, "In that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that living water is something that the Jews understood very, very well. With a well, you had to go down and you had to dip it up, and you had to carry it up. It took some work. With living water, it was a spring that was springing, that it was just there for the getting. And it was a tremendous blessing, you can imagine, to all that would have been there. We are living in a country where springs are very bountiful. Water is very, very plentiful. Even though, you know, we had months of dry weather and not enough rain, still there was plenty of water underground. And even though the water tables are down, there's still plenty of water there. And there's big springs. We don't have to go far to see big springs that pour millions of gallons of water into the environment every day. Something the Jews would have loved, something that the old-timers loved, to see those springs. That was they were a blessing, and they were utilized in ways that we don't do it today, to operate machinery and make many of them had dams where they would use it, the power thereof, for it as well as for drinking. But here Jesus is saying that if a man has this living water in him, he is going to be a blessing to those around them. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And just one example of that, in our Sunday school lesson, we were discussing the qualifications of leaders. And somebody made the observation that today, leaders are held up to a high regard, are held to a higher standard than what they were even in Bible times. Corruption in a leader is not tolerated, even though, you know, I'll say that they're held to a high standard, in other words. And it probably stemmed from Christianity having its mark on society. And in the long term, it was that. Now, I don't think society is getting better and better in that, but there are some influences that are definitely felt. And so I believe that as we glorify the Lord and have the water of life in our life, and we are careful to follow the instructions that when we've drunk all that we want and have met our needs, to fill the jug so that others can prime and get what they need as well. I think that we will be blessed in our work and will be a blessing to those around us as well. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.